It's the Madman DVD review with Alice Gatland.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. You've been sitting with me for the past nearly 3 hours. You should already know by now.
But now we're having like an on-air conversation, which is the only real kind of conversation. Doesn't matter what we say to each other.
Absolutely.
Just at work. The film that we're looking at today is called Ants on a Shrimp, and it's
delicious, yummy.
They do. They do literally mean ants on a shrimp. It's one of the dishes. It's a documentary that came out last year, 2016, and it follows a very well-respected restaurant, which is called Noma. It's in Copenhagen, and it's one like restaurant. Best in the World from Restaurant Magazine in 2010, 2011, 2012,
that
2014.
That means it's ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, it has 2 Michelin stars. So it's like, you know, sort of the pretty high up there in the gourmet fancy restaurant world. But anyway,
sick.
The guy that runs this restaurant, he decides that he's going to move them to Tokyo for a month, and they're going to build a new menu inspired by Japan, and they're going to bring over like a whole bunch of their staff.
Can they do that?
Well, they do that.
Naughty.
So this follows that month, and it's pretty cool. It's really quite sort of like a slow, considered documentary. It's quite beautiful. Lots of scenes of them just like preparing food, which seems obvious, but it's also,
it's amazing, eh? They get their like little hands out and get all like picky and,
but you know, some documentaries there's a lot of talking about the thing but you don't really see it. But I feel like in this one, I will mention though, if you're squeamish about animals,
Do they chop off a couple of animal heads or something?
There's like a bit where they're working with these snapping turtles and they had to skip through it because the turtles were too cute.
Oh, that's wrong.
But there's also lovely scenes where they're walking through, like I remember one where they're walking through the forest and they're just like finding mushrooms and eating them, and their Japanese guide's like, don't eat that one, it's poisonous. Or like literally eating ants off the ground.
Yeah, well, in Brazil, there is this ant that actually tastes like pepper.
Ooh.
Yeah, so because I'm a bit of a fan of watching this kind of stuff. So I watch Chef's Table. Have you ever watched that on Netflix?
A little bit.
It's like a documentary series, yeah, where they like meet all these like big shot people who are like, well, actually, I was a poor boy once. And yeah, this one guy, he's all about like, mushing up those ants and serving it on a dish.
Making a little peppery.
Yeah,
sauce.
I think it's like a soup or something, like a peppery ant soup. But, you know, people pay like $300 for a course at his restaurant.
Yeah, well, this is definitely what these chefs do. They're really like pushing the limits. They eat, at one point they eat these like little tiny wild kiwi fruit that look amazing.
Cool.
But yeah, so it's very beautiful, lovely if you're into food and sort of the extremes.
Breaking down those walls.
Yeah, and they talk a lot about their philosophy too, of sort of bringing the Scandinavian point of view to the Japanese culture and developing this menu. So yeah, it's really lovely. I enjoyed it. I would recommend.
It's called
Ants on a Shrimp.
Yummy. And if you do want a copy of Ants on a Shrimp, I have one sitting with me right now for you so that you can get some inspiration and become a 2-star Michelin chef.
That was the Madman DVD review.